This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth where, yes, there is competition among the states. That's part of what the founders envisioned, with each state having a different approach to governance, each one being what Robert La Follette, who was a senator and a governor of Wisconsin, called living laboratories of democracy. So, among those living laboratories of democracy, which ones are working the best in terms of life expectancy? New numbers out, which is going to make people who are residents of some state where we have a lot of listeners very happy, and others very frustrated. We will get to that and what you can learn about America and health from those numbers. Speaking of health, there is also a new candidate for president on the Republican side, a conservative with a following, who has announced that he does want to challenge Trump for the nomination in 2024, becoming the second announced Republican candidate after President Trump. Who is it, and why did he choose to make his announcement in Britain? And maybe he thinks he has more support over there than over here, but there's not yet an England primary. It doesn't exist. We will talk about that new campaign, and what it means. It is also a day when there is actually a wonderful piece, and we're going to be speaking to the author. The key to success in college is so simple, it's almost never mentioned. And that, by the way, is a big issue, because one of the problems we have in America, and it's a financial problem, and it is a problem in terms of wrecked lives, is that half the people who start out in a four-year program for college or university don't complete it and don't get a degree. And you can say it's either worth the money or not worth the money to actually pay tuition in college. But it is certainly not worth the money if you don't get a degree. It is a complete waste, which is one of the reasons that the cancellation of all student debt, regardless of how that worked out in terms of your studies, is such a foolish and destructive and improper policy. We will get to that on the key to success in college being surprisingly simple. That coming up. But here on the Medved Show, Kevin McCarthy, who is almost not quite the man of the hour, it is virtually certain that he is going to be the Speaker of the House. And it may be that the final resolution of this matter has contributed to optimism on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 700 points today. And no, it's not a vote of confidence in Kevin McCarthy as much as it is a remarkable jobs number. Lots and lots of new jobs. And what that indicates is that there are people who are actually taking those jobs. This is December, marked the 24th straight month of U.S. job growth. So even before the pandemic really subsided, we have been growing the number of jobs that are taken and offered in the United States, and that is a good thing. And if you take a look at the S&P is up 87 points, and the Dow Jones up 701 points. That's got to be good news for the country. 1-800-955-1776. Kevin McCarthy spoke to the media ahead of today's votes. The 14th of those votes could well be climactic. And here is what the speaker-to-be had to say, 4.7.
Look, this is a new thought we're going to have. We have a five-seat majority, so it's not one side's going to get more than another. It's the entire conference is going to have to learn how to work together. So it's better that we go through this process right now so we can achieve the things we want to achieve for the American public, what our commitment was. So if this takes a little longer and it doesn't meet your deadline, that's okay, because it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Okay, he is hoping, of course, to finish in triumph. We will keep you closely informed as to what that triumph means. There is actually Manu Raju, reporting for CNN, talked about the concessions that that McCarthy has granted to the rebels in order to get at least 14 of them so far to come over and vote for him. This is Manu Raju on CNN, clip 11.
One very important thing he said that was part of the deal is dealing with raising the national debt limit. He just told a group of us that they addressed this issue. This is going to be a major, major flashpoint in the new Congress. They have to avoid a debt default, and that's going to happen sometime this year, maybe in the middle part of this year. He said there's some agreement on how to deal with that. One thing he said is they would not agree to a clean debt ceiling increase, meaning they need some conditions tied to avoid a national debt default, which has never happened in American history. So that is going to be a huge fight going forward. But from what Scott Perry just told a group of us, that was part of this deal that has not yet been publicly released, but that apparently was reached between a handful of these holdouts and Kevin McCarthy. So this deal, not just process, giving them more leverage over the speaker, that being able to oust a sitting speaker with one individual doing that, having more members of those hard right Freedom Caucus on some of the key committees, but policy implications as well in dealing with the national debt ceiling. Big significant issue going forward.
Okay, yes, it is a significant issue, and the one thing that could be reassuring is there is a close division, and even though the Republicans have a five-seat majority in the House of Representatives, the idea that there would be enough Democrats who would go along with them risking the default in the United States and risking the prosperity that the Republicans have actually pledged to try to work for, risking that for the sake of scoring political points is, I hope, continues to be unlikely. The MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, of course, she was a former aide to President Bush. She was talking about this entire spectacle of the struggle to get McCarthy elected as speaker, and this is how she put it in context. Clip 2.
I don't know what Matt Gaetz is up to. On the side of your screen, he did seem to make an effort for the third day that I've noticed to talk to Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez again. Margay, this is, again, a tragedy for American democracy. I think the only people enjoying this are probably newscasters attached to Kremlin state media.
Right.
But you might know the answer to that.
There could be Al Jazeera. Well, I shouldn't attack Al Jazeera because it's related to Qatar. But Kremlin state coverage, appreciating it. We will get to more and the key to success in college, all coming up on The Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Politics to pop culture, and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it comes down to 6 members of the House of Representatives. They're not even officially members of the House of Representatives yet, because the House has been unable to convene and to swear people in with no speaker. But it does look increasingly likely by this evening there will be a Speaker of the House, and his name will be McCarthy. The remaining 6 holdouts because Andy Harris of Maryland, the last ballot, he switched also. He went over to Kevin McCarthy. The holdouts are Andy Biggs of Arizona, Lauren Boebert of Colorado, who, as a number of people pointed out, she's the only one of the holdouts who is in a very close district. She won only after a recount, and it was less than 500 votes. It was a very, very close race. And so what she is doing in terms of a must be an act of sincerity, not an act of politics, because I don't believe that in her swing district, which was so close last time, that this is going to enhance her prestige. You never know. Andy Biggs, Lauren Boebert, a newly elected congressman from Arizona, Eli Crane, is one of the holdouts. Of course, Matt Gaetz, pending his upcoming investigation by the Ethics Committee for underage associations with women even across state lines. Bob Good of Virginia and Matt Rosendale of Montana. One of the reasons that the assumption is that Matt Rosendale will continue to be a no is he thinks it will help them with a potential Senate race in Montana against John Tester, the Democratic incumbent in Montana, who is a very prime target for Republicans in 2024. No one knows if any of this fight over Kevin McCarthy is actually going to have a political impact or not in 2024. The political impact in terms of people believing that the election was stolen and talking about overturning the election, that continues to be a non-factor for most Americans. Would it become a more serious factor as we get closer to the election? Who knows? But one of the points I think we could make out is that John Bolton is not going to be the standard bearer for the Republican Party. That would be extraordinarily unusual, as was his announcement of candidacy on not Good Morning America, but on Good Morning Britain. The piece about the Bolton campaign, there's a piece written by Karen Townsend for Hot Air. She says, John Bolton wants to make foreign policy great again, and he really, really, really wants to challenge Donald Trump in the 2024 Republican presidential primary. Welcome to 2023, y'all. This is how the new year will go. Republicans without a chance in the world of becoming the Republican nominee will begin to come out of the woodwork and tell some news outlet that they will run for president. It's going to be 2015 all over again. The House just voted to adjourn until 10 p.m. tonight. That means, I think, 7 p.m. Pacific time. So 10 p.m. tonight could be the fateful moment. Of course, this means that all the traditional Sabbath observers in the House won't be able to participate. By the way, the traditional Sabbath observers in the House of Representatives are zero right now. They will all be there, particularly because it is so very likely that this will be the conclusion of this entire process. Is this process have anything to do with racism? Well, of course, Mara Gay of the New York Times appeared on MSNBC to blame the entire opposition to McCarthy, to blame it all on racist Republicans. How? Why? Listen, this is clip 5.
Some of these individuals were people who were really only elected based on a litmus test to stop the tide of diversity in the country, the browning of America, the fears that surround that. And so they were not elected to go do the work of government. And you're seeing that now. It's terrifying. It would be funny if it weren't for the fact that we have real problems in this country that, demand problem solvers. And of course, these are not public servants, but they are meant to act as our public servants. I mean, you know, what happens when the next crisis comes? It's disturbing.
No, I agree that it's disturbing. What does that have to do with the browning of America? In other words, why would someone who is concerned about the browning of America be irreconcilable about Kevin McCarthy becoming Speaker of the House? If you want to say this is why they're opposing Hakeem Jeffries, okay, or Byron Donalds, okay, but Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, California? Really? It's fairly bizarre. And again, the desire to try to make everything about race, that continues. I don't think that race will have anything at all to do with John Bolton's candidacy. John Bolton told Good Morning Britain, of all places, that he will indeed challenge Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. Bolton is 74 years old. It makes him about 3 years younger than President Trump. And shouting from the rooftops that America must engage with the world. Specifically, he says he would be much tougher than Biden or Trump on Russia and China. And during his time with the Trump administration, writes Karen Townsend, as his national security advisor, Trump dubbed Bolton Mr. Tough Guy. Like a lot of old-school Republican hawks, he talks a big game and never met a potential foreign conflict he wasn't itching to jump right into. Okay, that's unfair, and I do think that Bolton is an important voice and an important thinker on foreign policy. For me, the sad part about him actually announcing his candidacy is it makes him much less likely to be tapped for any important foreign policy job by the next Republican president, whoever that might be. Speaking of the next Republican president, whoever that might be is going to be somebody who pursued an education. What is the key, secret key, to success in college? Jonathan Malasek says, it's so simple, it's almost never mentioned. We'll get to it coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outstanding.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. There's still no Speaker of the House as we head into the teen rounds. However, more than a dozen holdouts flipped their votes and supported House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz criticized McCarthy on the floor.
You only earn the position of Speaker of the House if you can get the votes.
Parts of California are still in the danger zone after this week's storm system passed through.
Rock slides and landslides are possible in the coming days as heavy rainfall is expected this weekend, with even more coming next week. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Miller says the flooding is coming from the dry ground getting overwhelmed.
The ground can only absorb so much water, so flooding impacts increase with each storm.
Today marks 2 years since the January 6th occupation on the U.S. Capitol. Five people died tied to the January 6th event. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved.
Here you are, as smart as Satan himself. Okay. You're frighteningly smart, but so is the devil.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on The Michael Medved Show, people who are so smart, devilishly so smart, have been trying to figure out a way to assure more success in college for America's young people. This at a time period when about half of the people who begin pursuing a four-year degree in college or university don't finish, certainly not within the first 6 years even of pursuing that degree. So what's the answer? The key to success in college, Professor Jonathan Mlesik says that the key to success is actually simple. So simple that it's almost never mentioned. His piece in the New York Times is notable. So is his brand new or recent book. It is called The End of Burnout, Why Work Drains Us and How to Build Better Lives. So how do you build a better life when it comes to succeeding in college? Professor Mlesik.
Yeah, well, when it comes to, well, first of all, yeah, thank you for having me. It's great to be here. But yeah, I think that the as I argue in that essay, you know, the secret, it's not even that much of a secret. It's almost so obvious, to success in college is a simple willingness to learn. Just going into college, recognizing that there is something to learn from this experience, that you don't already have everything figured out, that even the classes that seem most useless have something to teach you. There's a reason that those classes are being offered, and students who go in with an open mind, with curiosity, and with a willingness to be transformed by those classes, in my experience, are the ones who genuinely do succeed and find that transformation.
Well, you know that when you talk about transformation, there's a growing chorus of conservatives who believe that college education is dubious because the transformation that many of the faculty members are seeking is going to be on the left. It is going to be against traditionalism, against religious faith, against traditional respect for capitalism. What do you say to people who say that the real problem with college right now, the reason so many people don't succeed, is because it's not about education, it's about indoctrination?
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't see a whole lot of indoctrination on the campuses where I teach. And I think that the kind of transformation that I'm talking about is, it is an intellectual transformation. It's recognizing everything that your powerful brain is capable of, from solving calculus equations to interpreting poetry to understanding the brain itself in like your psychology classes, say. So it's an intellectual transformation, and I think it's also a kind of moral transformation. It's recognizing that, you know, responsibilities come with the kind of training and in some cases the prestige that goes along with being a well-educated member of society.
You begin the piece and end the piece with a profile of a young lady named Emily Zurek Small, who grew up in a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania, and then went to college, and it did open her mind, and it did change her life in a positive way, and set her up for a meaningful career as a school psychologist in Virginia. And all of that is very touching, but one of the things that you mention is she was working to pay her own way through college, wasn't she? This was not something that was just handed to her.
Right, certainly. That's one thing that she said that helped her to get the most out of her classes. I mean, Emily is memorable to me because, you know, I taught theology at the college that she attended. And, you know, very few students are really excited to take theology, but at the Catholic college where I taught, it was required. But she was open to it. She was willing to learn. She's like, all right, you know, I'm here, I have this opportunity, and I'm going to make the most of it. And yeah, I think that, you know, for her, she was just so aware of the cost, and the cost is exorbitant in so many cases. And, you know, from what she told me, you know, not putting words in her mouth, but, you know, just based on our interview, she just saw other students whose parents were paying their way and often didn't take that seriously. This is not exactly an argument for, you know, parents to be like, oh, sorry, kid, you know, you gotta, sink or swim here. But I think, you know, it's more an argument for students to recognize the incredible opportunity that they have.
Yeah, and when you do talk about that, I've looked at many studies over the years, and this was actually my own experience, is that for people who are working outside of class, they usually do better because you're engaged in the real world simultaneously with being able to open your mind to all that you get from colleges and universities. I take it from your column in the New York Times, which I congratulate you on, that you are one of those people who are in favor of required courses, that there should be a number of courses that are mandatory before you get a degree to make sure that people do have at least some breadth and depth to what they're getting as an education.
Yes, for sure. You know, I can think back to when I was in college. I had a large slate of required courses to take in a whole lot of fields that I, you know, had no particular interest at first. But you know, I had to take religion classes, and those classes changed my life. And I went in as a physics major and ended up getting a degree in religious studies. I think that, you know, there's a lot of pressure from, you know, professional accrediting agencies for universities to reduce the number of, you know, required liberal arts courses and increase the number of professional courses in whatever those accreditors' areas of is. And I think that does the students a disservice. I think, you know, that extra history class or that extra math or that extra philosophy class can do more for the student than an extra finance class or something like that.
Well, again, there's always business school if you're going to be an extra finance class. What about foreign languages? There's all kinds of concern that Americans really lag the rest of the world in people being bi or trilingual. We're just not teaching languages anymore, are we?
Yeah, I mean, it is sad to see that a lot of foreign language departments shrinking in enrollment and in some cases closing altogether because there isn't the interest. And you know, that you see these vicious cycles. It's like, well, there's not the interest, so we won't have the requirement, and if we don't have the requirement, then there's less interest, and so on and so on. And you know, certainly learning a language other than English, whether a modern language or an ancient language, is one of those opportunities to exercise.
Well, it is an opportunity, and people can read about them in the column by Jonathan Malesic, The Key to Success in College, posted to the website michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
Thank God Talk Radio's there.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious, precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sign up today for our free weekly newsletter at michaelmedved.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be speaking a little bit later to columnist Matt Bai, who describes Kevin McCarthy, who is about to be elected as Speaker of the House. Congress is adjourned right now. They're supposed to reconvene at 10 o'clock tonight, Eastern Time. And at that time, it is very widely expected there will be the adjustment of at least three of the six holdouts to McCarthy's speakership among the Republican Party, and he will be selected as Speaker. Matt Bai still describes him as the last of the three little pigs. Who are the other two little pigs? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. There is some news today about life expectancy and expectancy in different states, and a brand new study ranking all 50 states based on life expectancy. The people in Hawaii, Washington, and Minnesota have the longest life expectancy in the country, according to the new study. And you can see it's obviously because of the weather. I mean, Hawaii, Minnesota, noted for their wonderful weather. Well, I'm teasing here. State of Washington, which it does have milder winters, certainly, than Minnesota, but is sort of the world capital for gray skies. It is overcast here. Much of the year, where you can't even see Mount Rainier out the window when it's there. But in any event, study released today found Washington second to Hawaii. Hawaii has the longest life expectancy of all 50 states, which is almost 81 years. That goes back to 2020. That number is about 4 years higher than the national average, which is actually, when you think about it, 4 years difference in life expectancy is a pretty big deal. And the national average dropped for the second year in a row in 2021 to 76.4 years. Why? The first of all, there's a very big difference between men and women, and that difference has widened. Now, men in the United States have an average life expectancy of 73.5, that's 73 years, 5 months, while women can expect to live until age 79.3. So it's virtually, it's a 6-year difference between men and women. And the CDC attributes the decline in overall life expectancy to deaths caused by COVID-19, as well as to deaths due to unintentional injuries, chronic liver disease, and cirrhosis. That, of course, has a great deal to do with alcohol consumption, suicide, and homicide. This at a time when there is new news that New York City, at least, while it has a general increase in crime, particularly crimes of theft and property crimes, the number of murders and shootings have gone down in New York, representing, one could say, perhaps a little bit early and prematurely, some initial success for Mayor Eric Adams. In any event, here are the 10 states with the longest life expectancy. And see if you notice something in common about them, and you have an explanation for it. Hawaii is number one. Washington State is number two. Minnesota, number three. California is number four. It's tied, actually, with Massachusetts, both at 79 years even. New Hampshire, Oregon, Vermont, Utah, and Connecticut. And why this would be, it seems to me, is a very real question. Because one of the things, we were talking last week about the new data about where people were moving in the United States. And in terms of the states they were leaving, were overwhelmingly Democratic-ruled states. And the states that people were going toward were led by Florida and Texas, neither of which does particularly well in terms of life expectancy. And clearly one of the things that you saw about all of these states that were the leading destination states for people moving in the United States were Republican states, were conservative states, states where there were relatively low taxes, there were strong business opportunities, where regulation wasn't out of control. But again, the fact that Florida led the country and Texas was second, that was a dramatic turnout. But when you look at these states that are the 10 states with the longest life expectancy, it's Hawaii, Washington, Minnesota, California, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Oregon, Vermont, Utah, and Connecticut. Utah is the only strongly conservative state in that list. And that might raise some questions. What is it about these states? And I think it may be something that isn't just politics. I mean, I don't believe that there are some policies that are followed in Hawaii, which is just about the most Democratic state in the country, that lead Hawaii to have a strong lead as the top life expectancy state in the country, and 4 years above the national average. Could part of it be that Hawaii is the only state in the union where the largest, the plurality, in terms of ethnicity, is Asian American, or what they call Asian American Pacific Islander? And that really has to do with all kinds of cultural data about families, and basically associations of people. We were talking the other day about some of the, what does people call the national friendship recession or social recession, and the fact that there are now a significant number of people in this country who say they have no friends. And in the very often Asian American culture that prevails in Hawaii, and I think you could say that exists in some of the other states on this list. Certainly it's true of Utah, the only conservative state that exists on the list. You still have that existence and that importance of social life and associations. The Mormon Church in Utah is a very, very important part of life and of everyday life. And by the way, California may have made this list in terms of a long life expectancy because of Latinos. Latinos are very close to a majority now in terms of the state population. And Latinos have longer life expectancy than white people or black people. Asian people have seem to have a somewhat higher life expectancy than any other group in the country. And the associations of friendship and family, as opposed to what people are more involved with elsewhere, which could be politics of every kind, but social media. And I do think it's ironic, and it's one of those things that we should reconsider, that people talk about friending someone through social media, or collecting as many followers or friends as you possibly can, because that kind of association, I think, takes you away from the real substance of friendship, which has to do with not only sharing the good times and the new things that you bought and the new additions to your family and your new achievements, which you often write about, or adventures or vacations or wonderful meals that you feature in social media accounts. And real friends and real friendship can actually be there for people even when things get difficult and are a little bit tough. So what about the political friendships that have shaped the modern Republican Party, and where does it go in terms of bringing that party together, maybe even before the crucial presidential election of 2024? That better happen for the sake of Republicans, or the blame which can be attached to Republicans taking over the House with such an inauspicious beginning could be a very serious factor. We'll be talking to Matt Bai, who has written a provocative piece for the Washington Post, coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.